Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Our new word is mission statement. Now, it may sound very obvious what a mission or mission statement is, but I want to expand it to always bring just a little extra twist to what we think we know about being an entrepreneur and running a business. Now, let's talk about mission statement. It's the very short statement of why an organization exists, why your business exists. What is your overall goal, overarching, above all else? It's not narrowed down to one product or service. You want something that's broad enough that you can diversify over time and grow. It's also in terms of who is your primary customer or your primary market or geographical region. Who is it you serve? Once again, I've said this about business, is that businesses exist to help solve a problem, something that a particular market, group of people, things that they either want or need to satisfy or to address a problem. So, what is your mission? What is it that you really drives you? You can think of it as your purpose. Think about when you have a mission to go to space. It's this overarching. There might be several attempts. You might start off and in space travel. They started out with unmanned spaceships. Then they first actually sent animals. Then after animals, then they sent humans. And then eventually they got there and landed and then actually got out of the spacecraft. That was a mission. They were on a mission. There were several different attempts and variations and adjustments along the way. Now, piggybacking off of your mission is your vision. Your vision. Your vision is usually something that says where you're going with this. What is it that you achieve for both yourself and or others? Or you can almost think of that, a vision is so big that it is something that is ultimately your drive to make the world a better place in some form or fashion. It's not just fixing one person's problem. It's fixing something bigger than that, a common good. That's what a vision feels like, and why your mission and your vision are so important, because as you bring people on board to help you, you want them on board, not just for the money, because there'll be days where you can't pay them enough to do what you need them to do. But if they understand the mission and the vision, you have people who have bought in and believe in that mission and that vision just as much as you do. And that's when you realize that they're willing to give their blood, sweat, and tears, and to sacrifice and even go above and beyond. And it's not just watching the clock. That's what a good mission, a good vision does. Then within that mission and vision, you have to start to break those down into goals. Goals are something tangible. A mission, a vision, they're so big, so all-encompassing. You break those down into something that is measurable. And you use one of our other M words. You use metrics to help break down goals. Goals should always be what we refer to as SMART. What that means, SMART is an acronym for, S stands for specific, M for measurable, A, actionable, R, realistic, and T for time box. And you can look up and find more about SMART goals, setting SMART goals, something tangible. And then values. Values, what you stand in, what's your belief? The thing that is going to help carry you and help you carry out reaching your goal. And the thing that you stand by and won't cross the line. Those are your values. So put it all together. You've got your mission, which is the biggest umbrella, then the vision, just almost how the trajectory in getting to the mission takes you to in order to reach the vision. You've got the smaller slice, the goal, which is measurable, and you've got the values, those your belief system, your ethics, your work ethics. And what you have here is the foundation for a great business framework that as you onboard people, make sure that they are well aware of what the mission is, what the vision, what the goals, what the values are. Reinforce them early and often, not just for your employees or those that were working for you, but even to remind yourself. That is our word for today's episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.